build a new Hindustan where everyone will belong to everyone else.
But how on earth will you get your sons and daughters married?
The way all free people do.
We will go nowhere. We'll stay right here, as the Bandi says.
You were listening to a radio adaptation of the play Vibhal Hua Sagar or Kala Pani by Hari Mehta. It was adapted for the radio by S.N. Seth and co-produced by Ravi Narula and Bhaskar Bhattacharji with assistance from Ashok Karam. The cast in order of appearance was Bandi, Bhaskar Ghosh, Sahib, Bhaskar Bhattacharji, Khalasi, Tinu Singh, Mem, Surinder Tuggal, Abdar, Rahul Dabe, Lifer, Anando Banerjee, Bachu, Sunit Tandon, Jamadar, Keith Shepherd, Aya, Ritu Grover, Captain, Anando Banerjee, Alkar, Rahul Dabe, Jailer, Ramesh Thakur, Sathe, Sudhir Lal, Veer Savarkar, Ramu Damodaran, Vasekha Singh, Tejeshwar Singh, Bhai Parmanand, Preet Kamar Singh Dede, and narrator Komal J.P. Singh. The play was brought to you in the General Overseas Service of All India Radio.
Here with us on the General Overseas Service of All India Radio. It's time for the day's press review, scripted by Jatin, journalist, read by Lucy G. Chattopadhyay.
The Indian Railways are all praise of Prime Minister designate Narendra Modi's impassioned acceptance speech in Central Hall of Parliament after being unanimously elected leader of Bharatiya Janata Party. Describing Parliament as a temple of democracy, Mr. Modi asserted that his government would be one that thinks, works and lives for the people and is dedicated to the villages, youth and women of India. Saying that people have given BJP an absolute majority as they have voted for hope and trust, Mr. Modi vowed to do everything to fulfill their aspiration. The Economic Times, in its editorial title, Raj Dharma, Soft Speech, while welcoming the Narendra Modi's acceptance speech after the BJP parliamentary party nominated him as the party's leader in parliament and prime minister, says that it was very graceful, emotive, designed to reassure his audience that he intended to stick to Raj Dharma, the righteous duty of the ruler. At the same time, he did not forget to pay homage to the organizational base that had toiled to make him prime minister, but did so obliquely with a minimum abrasiveness. He also did not forget to remind his audience that he is planning right now for the second term at the top. He held out the promise of good times for Indians. Mr. Modi dedicated his government to the poor, to the youth, to women and to all the Indians, but in strictly non-denominational terms. He paid homage to the Constitution of India and to those who had constructed it